I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 25th. There were 26 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. The active case total is now 209. The city's positivity rate at 2.7%. City is in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 150 deaths. Hate crimes against Asian Americans have risen 150% nationwide amid the pandemic, according to Grace Lee, a former Norfolk County prosecutor who spoke during a recent forum on anti-Asian American violence. Lee, the former chief civil rights prosecutor for the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office, was one of several speakers at Tuesday's anti-racism forum, a 90-minute event that was held online. She was joined by District Attorney Mike Morrissey, Representative Jackie Chan, Quincy Asian Resources CEO Philip Chong, and several county police chiefs, including Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan. The district attorney said he wanted members of the Asian American and Pacific Islander community to know his office and local law enforcement are there to help them if needed. The forum was held just a week after a white gunman shot and killed 8 people at Atlanta area spas, including 6 women of Asian descent. Chong said that Asian Americans are often taught not to speak out of fear for being labeled a troublemaker. Prior to the pandemic, Chong said he would frequently get emails complaining about an, quote, Asian invasion and accusing Asian immigrants of bringing disease to the United States, stealing jobs, and ruining the country. 9 volunteers will be appointed to a new committee to focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion in Quincy next week. Mayor Thomas Koch says he will form the new mayoral commission to investigate the city's recruitment and hiring practices, public outreach efforts to all populations, access to public facilities, enhancing relationships and communication between city government and the public, and the need for a full-time diversity, equity, and inclusion officer, and maintaining a welcoming environment for diversity of all people. The move comes after the city council recently asked the mayor to approve the new department and hire a director. Koch initially said the department wasn't needed and that any issues could be handled by existing staff and new hires. He now says it's important to regularly self-assess their performance to ensure that the needs of all people are being met. He says forming the committee is meant to send a message that all residents are valued. The committee will report back to the mayor in the fall. The former Beachcomber nightclub on Wollaston Beach in Quincy is gone. Crews demolished the former club yesterday, clearing the way for a future passive park at that location. The city bought the Beachcomber last year for $2.25 million to prevent developers from building a proposed restaurant, function hall, and apartments. Residents worried that the development would create devastating flooding in the already flood-prone area. Money from the Community Preservation Fund was used to make the purchase. The club closed in 2015 after 90 years in business. $850,000 of the money to buy that site will be used to design the new park. Developers had purchased the site for $1.4 million in 2018. Quincy will be utilizing a new weather forecasting company to better predict where hazardous weather will impact the city. Boston-based Climacell was developed by partners at Harvard and MIT who previously served in the military in Israel. The trio have developed new weather forecasting software to accurately pinpoint where severe weather is impacting neighborhoods. The software uses data from smart cars, cell towers, and eventually satellites to develop weather forecasting models that can be hyper-local. Here in Quincy, Mayor Thomas Koch says the data will allow the city to direct snow removal operations to where they're needed most, resulting in cost efficiencies. Koch says the weather can be very different in coastal locations such as Howes Neck and Marymount compared to the hills of West Quincy. Climacell will launch next year and hopes to have their satellites in operation in 2023. Dave Mameron has been fired as head coach of the Duxbury football program, according to Superintendent John Antonucci. The dismissal comes as the school's grappling with how to respond to players' use of anti-Semitic terms during a recent game. But Mameron was not on the sidelines during Duxbury's most recent game, a 37-0 rout of Silver Lake on March 19th, after an incident against Plymouth North on March 12th. During that game, the team's season opener, with the season having been pushed back from the fall because of the pandemic, players on the Duxbury team used anti-Semitic language and a Holocaust-related term to call audibles, last-second calls at the line of scrimmage. Mameron also teaches in the school system. It's unclear if he'll hold on to that role. Antonucci acknowledged that the Duxbury schools have in recent years shown a spotlight on the need to promote anti-racism, diversity, equity, and inclusion. While the schools had already identified that as a priority before this week, Antonucci said the use of anti-Semitic terms by the team has made it even more clear. He said the schools have established partnerships with organizations such as Duxbury for All, the Interfaith Council, Duxbury Rotary, and now the Anti-Defamation League. The TD Garden has new safety changes in place that fans will notice when they arrive tonight. For the first time since the pandemic began, Bruins will be the first Boston team to have a home crowd cheering them on in over a year when they welcome about 2,200 fans inside the arena. TD Garden President Amy Latimer says her team has been working toward this day since last March, watching what other arenas locally and around the country are doing. You'll use your phone for everything from parking to the Play It Safe wellness app to tickets, concessions, and even souvenirs. You can even scan a QR code at your seat to get the lineup. Seating is socially distanced in pods of two or four based on where your seat is. You will have an assigned neighborhood, a specific part of the garden that has everything you need. Masks are a must when you're not eating or drinking, but Latimer doesn't expect that to be a problem. The garden will be thoroughly sanitized before and after events, and the air filtration system was just upgraded during the garden expansion 2 years ago. Bruins, who have had their last two games postponed because of COVID issues, have been cleared to practice and play tonight at 7 o'clock against the Islanders. Different kind of milestone was reached at Gillette Stadium this week, but this time it wasn't a football accomplishment. Tuesday, workers administered the 250,000th COVID vaccine at the stadium, which is serving as a mass vaccination site. In total, Massachusetts has now surpassed 1 million fully vaccinated residents. Wrong-way crashes are a serious issue in Massachusetts. The problem is getting worse, according to AAA. The agency says deadly wrong-way crashes in the state on divided highways have risen by more than double the national rate in recent years. The United States averaged 500 deaths a year between 2015 and 2018 from wrong-way driving crashes, a 34% increase from the average of 375 deaths a year between 2010 and 2014. Massachusetts saw the number of deaths rise from 19 to 27 on average over the same period, an increase of 78%. MassDOT crash data shows 150 people have died and over 4,500 have been hurt in wrong-way crashes since 2010 in Massachusetts. The state has seen a total of more than 8,200 wrong-way crashes since then. Worcester has had the most wrong-way crashes since 2010, followed by Springfield and then Boston. Alcohol impairment is the most significant factor, according to AAA. Eversource customers can expect to pay more on their electricity bill starting in April. The company sent a letter to customers saying that the average residential customer will see an increase of more than $5. Eversource said it postponed the charge from January to April because of the pandemic. The annual RDM and transmission charge covers maintenance and upgrades to Eversource's transmission system and its energy efficiency programs. Hundreds of Massachusetts residents who were billed against their will by the Boston sports clubs are now slated to get full refunds. Attorney General Mara Healy says her office has secured over $126,000 in refunds for 588 people in Massachusetts, averaging over $215 per person, through a court order her office obtained after Town Sports International, the parent company of Boston Sports Club, filed for bankruptcy in September. BSC first came under fire last spring after it temporarily closed locations due to the pandemic, but kept charging its members and refused to let them cancel their memberships. AstraZeneca insisting that its COVID-19 vaccine is strongly effective even after counting additional illnesses in its disputed U.S. study, the latest in an extraordinary public rift with American officials. In a late-night press release, AstraZeneca said it had recalculated data from that study and concluded the vaccine is 76% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19 instead of the 79% it had claimed earlier in the week. Just a day earlier, an independent panel that oversees the study had accused AstraZeneca of cherry-picking data to tout the protection offered by its vaccine. The panel, in a harsh letter to the company and to U.S. health leaders, said the company had left out some COVID-19 cases that occurred in the study, a move that could erode trust in the science. President Biden held off on holding his first news conference so he could use it to celebrate passage of a defining legislative achievement, his giant COVID-19 relief package. But he's sure to be pressed at today's question and answer session about all sorts of other challenges that have cropped up along the way, a pair of mass shootings, rising international tensions, early signs of divisions, an increasing number of migrants crossing the southern border, all confronting a West Wing known for its message discipline. He will meet with reporters at a nationally televised event this afternoon in the East Room of the White House. Check of business news. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow's down 3. The NASDAQ dropped 265. The S&P lost 21. World shares were mixed. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at $60 a barrel. Sports: Celtics fall to the Bucks, 121 to 119. And yes, Bruins and Islanders. The Garden tonight at 7 o'clock with fans in the stands. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Morning rain and fog will give way to partly cloudy skies with highs today in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy tonight, low of 53. Be some more showers around tomorrow, high 67 degrees. Sunny and cooler Saturday, high of 52, with afternoon rain Sunday at a high of 52. For the boater today, waves a couple of feet. Light southeast winds, high tide at 9:19 a.m. Sun rose at 6:38 and sets at 7:02. So again, morning showers and then partly sunny and in the upper 60s. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Thursday at 6 and 9 a.m. and Friday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, March 25th.